Pastor Paul, what was your experience like yesterday?
Well, it was definitely unusual. We had about 10 people in the room. So after almost any service, you'll have people saying to you, you know, Pastor, it felt like you were looking directly at me this morning. And usually that's not true, but yesterday it definitely was true. I had about 10 faces to rotate between just the essential personnel for putting on the service. And I'm sure they all felt heavily under conviction.
Wow, that's amazing. But see, now you can judge that by the fact that they're there. And everybody watching online, Pastor Paul, would be like, okay, are they going to tweet you? Are they going to, you know, saying, you know, oh, amen. How you get the feedback? That's kind of weird.
Well, it is interesting. I went through my Sunday morning, as I always do. This time I kind of went through it with an eye to adapting to that online reality. And sometimes in a message, you'll say something and you'll be like, you know, amen, church. And at which point, yesterday, there would not have been a great deal of response. And so I sort of changed a few lines and a few things just to accommodate that unique reality.
Yeah, that's a little bit different.
Pastor Paul, can you just take a minute and encourage people across Central Ontario?
Well, I think the first thing I would say is that this certainly isn't the first time that churches have faced something like this. Rodney Stark wrote a great book called The Triumph of Christianity. There's a smaller version called The Rise of Christianity, where he basically details that it was largely through the two great Roman plagues back in the 3rd and 4th century where Christianity took over the Roman Empire. It had enjoyed sort of slow growth prior to that, but during those plagues, it was the extraordinary character and the extraordinary faith and the extraordinary compassion of Christians that actually caused them to take over the Roman Empire. Every Roman with any money was basically fleeing the city once the plague broke out. And church figures tell stories of traffic jams as Christians from the countryside were marching into the quarantine zones in order to care for the sick and the dying. Wow. And that made a massive impression on the Romans. And in fact, by the end of the Roman plague, basically, Roman paganism no longer existed, and Rome had become a majority Christian nation. And, you know, I can't help but wonder if that's not part of God's plan in terms of, you know, the outbreak originally in China. Christians conducted themselves very well there. Interesting to note, the two hot zones were China and Iran early on, countries where the church was growing so fast and where the hold of tyrannical governments, you know, was already starting to weaken. Maybe as God did to Roman paganism, he is doing to Chinese communism and Muslim fundamentalism. Mm-hmm. So there are always purposes going on behind the scenes, and Christians have done very well in the past in times like this. And I suspect by God's grace, we will again.
Pastor Paul Carter, thank you so much for your leadership during this time. We've been on the phone with Paul Carter from Cornerstone Church in Orillia.
God bless. Thanks, guys.